Up-to-date data on incidence, mortality, and case fatality for stroke are important for setting the agenda for prevention and healthcare. Hi, I'm Carmen Leif Jenkins, Managing Editor of the International Journal of Stroke. I spoke to Tashna Tibanathan from the School of Clinical Sciences at Monash Health and an author for the Global Stroke Statistics Update published in January 2017.
My name is Tashna Tibanathan and I'm a research assistant and a PhD student at the School of Clinical Sciences, Monash University in Melbourne.
Could you give us a bit of a background of what the aim of this paper was, what its purpose is?
With the growing worldwide burden of stroke, there is definitely a need to understand the characteristics of the disease and how it impacts on the various countries around the world. And so we wanted to update the most current incidence and mortality data on stroke that were available for every country possible since our last published review in 2014. In addition, we also wanted to include any available data on case fatalities. So I think it's important to collect information of such sort to be able to explore which countries had collected data on stroke incidents, mortality and case fatality, and whether or not they were up to date.
So how did you collect the information? Where did you get it from?
So for incidents, we conducted an updated literature search across many of the electronic databases, building from our previous review to identify some of the original papers and additional review articles as well that met the ideal criteria for stroke incident studies. And using the most recent population and mortality data reported to the World Health Organization, we calculated crude mortality rates and adjusted mortality rates to the World Health Organization world population. And for data on case fatality, we searched between 1980 to the end of May this year, and we also assessed reference lists and citation history of papers in order to identify if we had missed out other studies that were not obtained from the electronic searches.
So how many countries were you able to include?
Quite a few. So the new comparable incidence data were only reported from four countries because we only had four studies that met the ideal criteria. Importantly, we had about, I think from about 128 countries, almost 50% of them had information on mortality that was fairly new. And we were also able to pull data on case fatality for 19 countries.
What were the parameters for collecting the data?
So in order to have a fairly clean comparison of stroke data between the countries, we only included studies that met the ideal criteria. And so, for example, we only included studies that reported only first ever strokes, and this meant that we did not include any recurrent events, as recurrent events are not true incident events. And so if we include recurrent events, then that does not provide a clear picture and limits us in terms of comparability between countries.
And so what other criteria were you looking
for? That's pretty much it. I think in terms of case fatality as well, we wanted to make sure that was comparable between countries, and so we only included them if they fit the ideal criteria, just like the incident studies. And most of the case fatality rates were also pulled from the well-collected data on incidents around the world.
Could you explain crude incidents and mortality for us?
Sure. So incidence is the proportion of first ever new cases of stroke in a defined population over a given time. And mortality is the number of deaths that arise due to stroke in the total population of that particular region or country during a specified time period. Crude rates, so for example, crude mortality for Australia is calculated by dividing, you know, the total number of deaths due to stroke over a particular time period by the total population of Australia. So crude rates in that case are pretty hard to compare with other countries if, in particular, the age and sex distribution are different. And so we've also provided adjusted rates. On the other hand, case fatality in that case is a proportion of deaths from stroke within the population of cases, so deaths from stroke within those who actually have had stroke, the survivors of stroke over a certain time period, so for example, 7-day or 28-day case fatality. Important to highlight that because it's often misinterpreted between definition of mortality and case fatality.
What were some of the standout data that was a bit unexpected?
So I think, the updated data on crude incidence of stroke, so this included both old and new studies from a previous review and this current one. It varies greatly among countries and, we often anticipate that countries with older population, we will observe greater crude incidence. And so, for example, in Italy, where about 19% of the population were aged over 65 years. However, greater incidence was also reported in Japan. And in Japan, only 7.5% of people are aged 65 years or more. And so we believe that, improvements can be made with secondary prevention strategies, perhaps in these type of situations. In terms of mortality, Kazakhstan remained the country with the greatest crude stroke mortality, but there were no new data for this country since 2003. And so this actually means that we don't know if mortality has either increased or decreased in this country since 2003 in comparison to some other countries with recent data. So, for example, Bulgaria and Greece had some recent data that showed that mortality was fairly high, and this is quite concerning. And so changes to lifestyle factors, adherence to medication to prevent recurrent events, and overall improvement in acute stroke treatment is definitely warranted. We also assess the relationship between crude incidence and mortality for each country, using the same year for incidence and mortality where possible, and there's definitely a strong positive association between the two parameters for stroke. And again, there is a great variation in case fatality among countries, despite the strict criteria for inclusion. So the greatest 28-day case fatality was observed in India, I think, which was ranging from 37% to 42%. And now India, it has a very young population, so an increasing proportion of people dying from stroke is observed. And this has major implications to the working age. And so, again, an improvement in treatment and prevention strategies is definitely needed, well, regardless of whether they're low- and middle-income countries or high-income countries.
So why is a study like this an important resource?
I think a study like this is an important resource because it sort of, highlights the important ongoing disparities in stroke incidence, mortality and case fatality between countries across the globe. And this also provides us with the motivation that something needs to be done. Now, we are well aware of the effective prevention strategies, but, the ways to implement them into policy and practice is key, and that's needed across the globe. Governments can perhaps use these figures to allocate more money for implementing primary and secondary prevention strategies. I think also keeping in mind that, due to the vast cultural differences and availability of resources across the globe, we may need different strategies to motivate best practice in different countries.
So were you able to identify whether nationally representative clinical registry data were being routinely obtained in countries that had not undertaken an incident study or had outdated stroke data?
Yeah, that's correct. We have noted that where incident studies are not being undertaken or if incidence and mortality or case fatality data were old, nationally representative clinical registry seemed to be an alternative method of data collection. And this is taken in from recently published systematic review that had a few registries that were nationally representative. However, be aware that they might not be quite reliable because some of them might just, we might miss registries that might just be region-based, for example. So this is just a little bit of an exploration that we did when we could with the data that we had in hand.
So was there then a potential substitute for these data if the incident studies hadn't been undertaken?
Yeah, so, majority of the registries may not have full coverage and, like I said, was more perhaps could be region-based. And so some of the countries might also have larger registries that include stroke mimics as well. And also hospitalisation rates differ between countries. And so registries may only be a better proxy for incidents in countries that majority of the incident cases that are treated in hospital. But this then limits comparability between countries that have low hospitalisation rates, because registries won't be able to pick up the incident cases in countries of this between countries that or in countries that have a low hospitalisation rates and not much of a importance to its registries.
You've been listening to a podcast interview with Tashna Tivanathan, one of the authors of the Global Stroke Statistics Update, to be published in January 2017. The International Journal of Stroke is the flagship publication of the World Stroke Organization. Please consider becoming a member.